race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's the biggest scandal in U.S. history. Lee, and listeners to my show and my podcast know all about it. But it appears Trump is going to unveil it to the nation on Thursday. And it's so mind-blowing that I'm worried if you haven't gotten in bits and pieces like this audience has, you almost would just shut down and say, no, it's not possible. You notice what three countries we're facing off with right now, what two countries in the world we're in or around? Iran and Venezuela. Keep that in mind as I tell you the story. We've been following the bits and pieces of this story. It started with China hacking boards of elections in swing states and Iran hacking boards of elections in swing states. That was the first story, the first shoe to drop. But Lee, also not Russia hacking boards of elections in swing states. Well, hacking them, why? Well, we would find out. When Customs and Border Patrol intercepted 19,000 fake licenses indistinguishable from the real thing coming through Chicago O'Hare, one of many tranches they believe went into the country. For what? Well, that's when the whistleblowers started showing up at FBI offices. Oh, hey, yeah, communist China, they and Iran hacked the boards of elections to get the internal data they needed to spoof driver's licenses. For what? Oh, mass election fraud using mail-in balloting that the Democrats insisted we have during COVID because, you know, you might catch a cold in line or something. That these whistleblowers were going into individual FBI offices. FBI agents were taking them seriously, interviewing them even. Well, that was a problem, Lee, which led to story number three from Kash Patel. When they realized, you know, our current FBI director under Donald Trump, that those whistleblowers had done interviews, that those interviews had resulted in open cases, that those cases had been put on the FBI system, and then all of it erased in violation of FBI protocol. Well, that right there is shocking. But it was only the beginning. Then the next story came, and almost all of these, Lee, have been broken by John Solomon over Just the News, the former reporter from The Hill. The next shocking story was this. It broke at the international level that China was caught hacking boards of elections in the UK. Well, members of Congress read that in the UK Daily Mail and the Telegraph, Lee, remember this? And they went, oh no, is that going on here? Well, Christopher Wray, who really should have been in prison at least a year ago, former head of the FBI, went to Congress and assured them, no, we've checked nothing like that is going on here. Not only was it going on his watch, all evidence of it was wiped off the FBI servers. Well, eventually, that led to investigations and the Chinese hacking, into the Chinese hacking and the Iranian hacking. So, Lee, what we're hearing right now from Scott Perry, investigative reporter with Real Clear Investigations, we've had him on the show before, good solid guy, he's saying that Trump is going to unveil this scheme on Thursday.
Okay.
Now, if you look at everything going on right now,
yeah,
right? Yeah. This is everything going on right now. Why is Trump now realizes that the Republican leadership is going to try to stop his entire agenda in the Senate. He's trying to get just one bill through. What bill? The SAVE Act. Mm-hmm. Why? It will stop this. Why? And I keep telling you, the most important part of the SAVE Act is not the part where, and although it's very important, where people, when they register to vote, have to use their, you know, use an ID to prove they're American and they're eligible. And they also have to show it again when they vote. That's not the most important part, although that will help prevent the fraud going forward. No, the important part is that it forces boards of elections to turn over their internal voter rolls, the ones China and Iran already have because they hacked our boards of elections. Why? So Trump can then go down those rolls and find the fake voters, the illegal immigrant voters, all of the voters. Folks, remember what happened after that, okay? Not only did we find out that our intel leaders under when Trump was in office the first time lied to Trump and lied to Congress and said, no, China and Iran are hacking our boards of elections when they knew damn well they were. And they also knew they were using that information to create licenses to send back into Chinese nationals to run these fraud schemes. Remember what else happened? We actually got a hold, because Tulsi Gabbard declassified it, we got a hold of CIA analysts, watched all this go down, but then wrote that they didn't want to tell Trump because he might retaliate against China. And they just let it happen. Or, as our founders would have called it, treason. It's the biggest scandal in U.S. history. Here's the thing, though. If he lays it out on Thursday, if you didn't get this bit by bit, it's going to sound crazy.
Yeah,
it's going to sound insane.
Yeah, it's going to sound like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory.
But it's not.
No, it's not.
Every bit of this, gosh, I've done at least a dozen Battleground podcasts on it with links. Every bit of this has been declassified by either Kash Patel or Tulsi Gabbard. It's all out there. And here's the problem. They did it again in 2022 under Joe Biden. And what you're watching is a race against time to stop China from doing it in 28. You know, my fear is China has been very quiet about Iran. They've been really quiet about the Red Sea, right? I mean, China is an ally of Iran. They haven't done a thing. I'm afraid that their retaliation is coming in the 28 election if we don't stop this. This is a true existential threat to the Republican. One person stands in the way, and that is John Thune, Republican leader of that SAVE Act to save this republic. How that SAVE Act goes is how it will all go. By the way, this is why they're lying about Mitch McConnell and pretending he's just fine, but they just can't seem to video film him speaking straight sentences. Mitch McConnell, you know, he's in the hospital, Lee. Republican leadership's just running circles, pretending he's okay, and they're all talking to him. They're not. Lee, come on. You and I have seen the videos. Mitch McConnell could barely speak before he went in the hospital, and he's still there. They're not talking to him. Well, why are they doing that? They don't want to replace him. Why? They want to run the clock out because Mitch McConnell is one of four Republican no votes on the SAVE Act. And they need everyone to think he's alive and well. That's why. Everything comes down to this. And apparently he's going to lay it out on Thursday. Lee, you know what? In typical Trumpian fashion, okay, when Trump does stuff like this, and he needs to do it, okay, he has a tendency to not dot his I's and cross his T's.
Yeah, I know. That's my concern.
Yes. If he gets even the tiniest piece of this wrong, or where they can confuse the issue, they'll use that to pretend that he's just making this stuff up, even though it's been exhaustively documented over at Just the News with links and documents and everything. And they're already out there right now laying the groundwork for that. Here's AOC yesterday.
I don't think we should be contributing to any platforming of lies about our election. Many news outlets have an ethical obligation to not air things that undermine our election, that are not rooted in evidence and fact.
She's saying that the media should not even read the transcripts, that this should be entirely blacked out.
And of course, this comes after I heard the report that Apple and Google had suppressed any information about Plattner.
Yes, their news.
Up until May.
When the
New York Times actually did a story about the latest allegations against his sexual behavior there. But in their algorithm on their websites, they had suppressed any type of push on those news stories.
If you're getting your news from Apple or Google and
it
pops up on your phone, you are being misled. That is poison being channeled into your phone. Just do not take it seriously.
You know, it's not just what gets reported, it's what does not get reported. It's like the old thing, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, if a story happens and nobody reports it, did it ever happen?
Well, think about this. Think what they were covering up, though, Lee, about Graham Plattner.
Yeah.
The Nazi angle, SS Totenkopf angle. I mean, the SS ran the death camps for Jews. And you have, like, Google and Apple censoring that? I mean, basically helping further the career of a Nazi?
Yeah. Go figure.
Because that's what he is. A guy who told not one but two girlfriends that he got the tattoo knowingly to remind him that America was the bad guy in that war. And I keep saying, like, well, then who was the good guy?
Yeah.
Right? I think it's pretty obvious given his choice of tattoo. Do you ever think you would see Google and Apple furthering the cause of Nazism through censorship? I mean, these are crazy times. Yeah. All while they let through the stuff, Lee, where people are saying Trump is the Nazi.
Right.
Again, you couldn't make this up. America's crazy right now. Now we know. We've reached the end of the book, and now we know why. We know why the story started like it did. With Democrats obsessively assuring us, turned out the entire thing was a lie, that it was Russia hacking our elections. Russia hacking our boards of elections. It wasn't. Thanks to the absolutely heroic job that Tulsi Gabbard did as Director of National Intelligence, we now know that was actually a company hired by Hillary's campaign to make it look like the Russians hacked our boards of elections. Remember what Lee said, and Lee taught me this, because it's true. I see it everywhere. They always accuse you of what they're doing. Well, what they were doing was standing by while China and Iran hacked our boards of elections. They needed a diversion, so they accused Trump of being helped by Russia. Russia was the only one not hacking our boards of elections, and Trump is going for broke. He's going to lay it out Thursday night. Now, look, folks, I don't know how you lay this out. It's one of those things that's so insane. You can only lay it out bit by bit over time, as I have for you, for this audience, about how China hacked our elections boards. Iran hacked our elections boards in swing states. And then they used that internal information to create the fake driver's licenses they then shipped back into this country for the creation of mass mail-in balloting. Why? Well, COVID. I do. I might catch a cold or something standing in line. Now, let me put the whole thing together and blow your mind. Where'd COVID come from? Oh, same place as the driver's licenses that were caught at Chicago O'Hare, 19,000 of them in a single tranche. To be used, the FBI believed in their own internal documents. We have them at Just the News. You can read them if you want. For fake mass mail-in ballots. Why? COVID was the excuse. Had to get to mass mailing. And where'd COVID come from? Weirdly, China. Of all the countries in the world, the same place as the ballots. Do you see it? Do you see it all? Now think about your friends, even ones who might be kind of like Republican or whatever, but they don't listen to talk radio. How do you tell people this? It's almost inconceivable. I guess you got to break it down. I guess you got to go back. Here's John Solomon, who's been the recipient of most of this declassified information. These aren't rumors or crazy Trump ideas. Every bit of it is backed up by declassified information. John Solomon, reporter at Just the News. Here you go.
We were told by Chris Wright and other officials after the 2020 election, we had a perfect election. There were no major foreign intrusions or foreign attempted intrusions in the 2020 election. Then we learned from Kash Patel a couple of months ago that China was sending driver's licenses into the United States in 2020 in hopes that they could be used to create fake ballot registrations. That is a second really significant intrusion. Both of those are run contrary to what Chris Wray and other Homeland Security officials gave us as statements during the time. I believe that the President of the United States is soon going to be briefed by Tulsi Gabbard and other intelligence officials, based on my reporting, about additional intrusions, significant large-scale intrusions into various forms of our election system. Now, I'm not talking about getting a machine and flipping the vote, but maybe getting enough of state voter databases that a foreign power could work with people on the ground in the United States to fill out fake registrations for people who are on dirty voter rolls. Those licenses that were sent into Chicago were going to be used to make absentee ballot applications, according to the FBI predicate. By the way, Chris Wray's FBI didn't look at that. They shut it down.
Okay, all of this was declassified by Tulsi Gabbard. It's how we know. It's how we know. How many people are on those rolls. Chuck Schumer knows, head of the Democrats in the Senate.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? What it does is it says every state, send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the voting division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and Doge and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people.
Why would you be worried about that if they're not legitimately voters? Who cares, right? What is he doing? He's doing those interviews to prepare their sheeple for the scale at which they cheat. Here's some more John Solomon months later as the pieces came together with Tulsi Gabbard's heroic declassifications.
Fake absentee ballots, which is what the FBI ultimately concluded in 2020, that China was likely doing when it sent a bunch of driver's licenses to the United States in December 2020 with the goal that they would become absentee ballots in fake names to help Joe Biden win. That is what the FBI documents we made public last June show. We now know that the intelligence community not only kept that plot from the American people, not only in 2020, but in 2022 and in 2024. Quite frankly, they're keeping it from the 100 senators that will be debating the SAVE Act in the next few days. They also kept the fact that China accessed, penetrated the voter registration databases of America. I want to remind everybody, these are the databases where you have your driver's license number, your social security number, other key personal identifying information that allows you to vote and to be identified as a legitimate voter. It's so sensitive that the Democrats currently say we shouldn't even share it with the Justice Department. But the intelligence community decided to keep secret from the American people, from the Congress, the fact that China accessed multiple states' voter registration databases in 2020.
Oh, they did more than that. They lied. Because remember, China had hacked the UK voter databases. And that was well known. I mean, it was in the UK Telegraph, Daily Mail, all of that. So members of Congress called them up, said, hey, come brief us. Did China hack our vote, our databases? Did they hack inside our boards of elections? And the FBI lied to Congress. Lied to Trump, too? No. That's not going on here, when they knew damn well it was. Not only did they know that, they also knew what was happening to that information that was taken by Iran. They did some of the hacking, too, in China. It was used to make fake driver's licenses indistinguishable from the real thing and ship them back in. We caught a tranche of 19,000. Customs and Border Patrol did, going through Chicago O'Hare. Well, then what, John Solomon? And again, he's not just spewing this stuff. He didn't just hear something. All of these stories have links to the intel declassified by either Kash Patel or, in most cases, Tulsi Gabbard.
They show just how far the intelligence community went in 2020 to hide from the president, the Congress, and the American people certain foreign intrusions into our election. Now, we are talking about sinister things like hacking into voter registration databases, running social media campaigns. But what these documents show this morning is that the CIA, on multiple occasions, tried to doctor President Trump's intelligence briefings to keep this information out. They did not want the information in the hands of the president or Congress. They wanted to keep it quiet. Now, we don't know why, but we do know now that these things happened. In one instance, a CIA officer was asked to alter a document so that it wouldn't mention China. In another instance, a person was told he could not present information to the president. In a third instance, a CIA officer reported that Congress was falsely informed that there was no evidence of election concerns about Venezuela, when in fact there was an actionable piece of intelligence.
And remember, when asked, those CIA analysts said, well, they didn't want to give it to Trump because Trump might take some kind of action against China. And they wanted to protect China. Folks, that's treason. When did the trial start?
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.